Morning madhouse. Whoa. Wake up with us early in the morning. Whoa. Turn it up, we got something for the yawning. Whoa. No limit, Larry, Larry, mad, you get the picture. Hey. Morning madhouse for breakfast, we in the kitchen. Morning madhouse. Morning madhouse. Whoa. What the f*** wrong with Burpee is something they can't fix. Incognito in the kitchen with the mix. Loud in your neighborhood, waving hey to you. Hey. Jessica coming with the nosy neighbor new. Are you dumb? We the biggest, hope you playing it smart. Good morning, Shaw. Man, we came to tear the city apart. Whoa. Morning madhouse. Yeah. Morning madhouse. Yeah. Morning madhouse. Morning madhouse. Whoa. Morning madhouse. Yeah. Morning madhouse. Yeah. Morning madhouse. Morning madhouse. Whoa.
Power 98 WPG, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. Yes, it is. No Living Larry in the morning, madhouse clocking in. It is Thursday. Yes, it is warm outside this morning. Boy, Leader, how'd the morning feel? Warm and feel muggy. 60 degrees. That's right, 60 degrees this morning. We're going to heat up to damn near 70 today. About 69 is the high. Got cloud cover this morning. Going to be dealing with clouds and rain throughout the day, but it's going to clear out later tonight, later on this afternoon. Actually, by the time you drive home, most of the rain will be gone. But this morning, you're dealing with wet streets, warm temperatures, so be careful out there, man. There's a lot of stuff be out there on the road when it's warm outside. Be careful. Hey, man, out with me this morning. Y'all say what's up to Miss Jessica again there, though.
Good morning to you. Good morning to you. We're all in our places with bright smiling faces, and this is the way we start our new day. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning, Midja.
What's going on?
I'm alright. I'm so in the man out with me this morning. Boy, y'all say what's up to comedian baby. Hey.
I say good morning.
What is it?
Good morning.
What's up?
Good morning.
Monroe.
Good morning.
Charlotte, America.
Good morning.
What up, Bert?
What's happening?
How you feeling in the morning, bit, dog?
Feeling good, bruh.
Bruh? Whatever, big homie. Shout out to my Golden Bulls, John C. Smith, man. We took on St. Aug yesterday, man. They had the, it was sorority day yesterday, Miss Jessica.
Yeah.
But they showed up and showed out.
It was a little rough there in the beginning, but my goodness.
I don't know what happened in that second.
My goodness, we came back at halftime. We were up by one, and that last couple of minutes of the first half, that's when we really started coming out. And then that second half, my goodness, they just couldn't do anything.
They got one guy on the team,
number five. Man, he was dropping threes. They couldn't stop him. So shout out to him. But yeah, the Golden Bulls, boy, they put a smack down on St. Aug, and the atmosphere was crazy. Shout out to everybody that came out to the game. It was a lot of fun.
We need that kind of atmosphere for all the games. We play Livingstone Saturday, by the way.
Yeah, Livingstone. And it's an early game. Girls hit the court at 2 p.m. Girls also won yesterday. They put the smackdown on St. Aug. Shout out to them. Girls hit the floor at 2 p.m. on Saturday. Guys hit the floor at 4 p.m. And it is the golden out. They want everybody to wear gold game.
I'm in there. Coach Jordan put me in. I'm in there. I'm in there Saturday. Schedule clear. I'm in there. In there. It's going to be crazy, man. All these Blue Bears been hitting me up. Shout out to my man T-Babs. He been hitting me up. My man Demetrios, he hit me up yesterday. Tell my boy, you know we got y'all Saturday. We taking the CI. We at y'all house. Yeah, it's going down on the campus of John C. Smith University. And all my parents out there, if your kids have never experienced a HBCU basketball game, this is the one you bring them to. This the one right here. This is the one. Go on, call over there and get you some tickets, because this is the one right here. Bert, boy, we scored by 62 points in the second half. We beat St. Aug yesterday, 93-58.
Hey,
and the score was like 33-32 at half, something like that. We scored 60 in the second half.
And shout out to Piedmont Middle School. Their cheerleaders were out there, and they are actually coached by a former Lovable. Shout out to my sis Shawanda. They were out there, and they looked amazing.
Oh, Shawanda over there,
cheering with our cheering with our Lovable. So shout out to them as well.
All right, let's get started this morning with his fresh and power word of the morning for coming from Pastor R.J. Davis of Nations Forward Community Church.
Good morning. I'm Pastor R.J. Davis, and this is your moment of inspiration. In the book of Numbers, we learn something invaluable at the expense of Moses. At this point in his life, Moses was weary of the complaining, stagnation, and lack of progress from God's people. He was running on empty, and in his weakened condition, he made a decision that cost him his future. When God directed Moses to speak to the rock in order to get water out of it, he struck it in anger instead. He reacted in fury rather than obeying in poise, and for his disobedience, he was barred from entering the promised land. This sad incident teaches us two lessons. One, never make a major decision during an emotionally low time. And two, choose to be proactive, not reactive. Remember, don't let your mandate come from the grumbling crowd, but rather get your cues from God and the mission he has given you. I'm Pastor RJ Davis, and this has been your moment of inspiration on Power 98.
Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. Boy, definitely going down inside the madhouse, 6 o'clock. Today's high is going to be right near 69. 60 degrees on your way out the house this morning, man. 40% chance of rain and showers throughout the morning. Clearing out late on this afternoon by 2:30, 3 o'clock. Y'all know what time it is. It's time for that madhouse question of the day.
Let's talk about who? Let's talk about. Let's talk about who?
Madhouse question of the day. We are asking you, who, in your opinion, had the biggest scam of all time? Now, we're not talking about, like, specific, like, things. You know, like, I hear a lot of people say, insurance is a scam. Not like that. We're asking you, who's a person who scammed and it was, like, major?
Bernie Madoff.
That's what I was going to say.
He said his scam was worth $64.8 billion. $64.8 billion. Boy, they gave that man 150 years in jail. He's no longer with us, but still, I watched the documentary or the little fake movie they made on Lifetime, whatever they made it on. Whew, but that boy took everybody money. I almost gave him some money, and I ain't even had none.
They now have a good documentary on Netflix about him.
By Bernie, I'm going to watch it because Bernie was a fool. And they kept giving him money, though.
Like dummies.
They just kept giving him money. I don't want to scam nobody.
I'm going with Anna Delvey. That young lady, I mean, she scammed the world's biggest bank. And was getting money. And literally she came from nothing. She just went to New York and just started lying to people. And they were believing her, and she was raking in the money. She also has a great documentary on, not a documentary, it's a biopic on Netflix. And it's crazy. But yeah, Anna Delvey.
She was a German con artist, Bert. She was born Russian and German. And she posed as a wealthy heiress to access the upper echelons of New York social and art scenes.
She kept telling people, my father has my trust, and he hasn't released it to me yet. He's going to, but until he does, can you loan me money? And they were doing it. They were doing it. She was scamming everybody.
This one is recent. It started in 2013. They said she scammed people for about 4 years, about 2017, 2018. She recently just got arrested, convicted in 2019.
And she's still sitting in jail right now and still scamming people to get these interviews. Like, she's still making money off of these interviews that she's doing with people. The story is crazy.
The crazy thing is, that's not even her real name.
No, her real name is Anna Sorokin.
Sorokin, yeah. That's not even her real name. She scammed her own damn self. She made up her own damn name.
She made up everything. Made up everything. Mm-hmm. And they were literally just throwing. She said that she had these big businesses in New York.
I'm gonna watch this. You
crazy.
Said it's on Netflix? I'm gonna watch
this. Yes.
Enron. Y'all remember Enron?
I do remember Enron.
And the bankruptcy scam that they pulled over people. I didn't know that their CEO ended up getting sentenced to 24 years in prison. They said overnight it was $78 billion that disappeared from the company.
Accounting scandal.
Over 16 Enron executives went to jail. I remember that.
Yeah, I remember that too. Coming out of Houston, Texas, that's where Enron was located.
Yeah, Enron them.
And yeah, 24 years, they gave
Ponzi scheme. I didn't know that was a real scam. That was a person.
Yeah.
I didn't know that's where the name came from.
Yeah,
Charles Ponzi.
Mm-hmm. And that's what Madoff did to people. But they gave him, he got 150. He was actually locked up right here. Bernie Madoff was locked up here in North Carolina. It's the prison he died in Butner in North Carolina, here in North Carolina.
And honorable mention to Billy McFarland, who scammed all them socialites and influencers with the Fire Festival.
But Jessica, he tried. At least he tried to make it right.
How he try?
You talking about Billy?
Yeah.
With him and Ja Rule?
How he try?
He was trying to create a festival. He really was trying. It wasn't like he set out to scam the people. He really tried to make the festival work, you know.
When he realized that it wasn't, he did not cancel it.
He did.
He had them people out there living in tents eating bologna sandwiches.
He had already had the money.
That is a huge scam.
I don't know. I mean,
and he continued to do it afterwards.
Off the beach.
But compared to these other scammers, Bernie lied. The girl Anna lied. Enron lied. Billy lied, but he tried to put on a festival. He tried. He just failed terribly.
He also lied after he realized that it was over. That was a huge scam.
He'll be home this year.
Huge scam.
Actually, he'll be home this year. He only got 6 years. man, how do we get in on this?
And he scammed celebrities. Jeez Louise. I'm Miss Jessica. Hit us up on our Instagram page. It's at Hey Miss Jessica, at I Am No Limit Larry, at Just Burpee. Or leave it on our voicemail, 704-227-8780.
It's the Nosy Neighbor News, quickie.
Y'all nosy.
Man, these folks got hit his No cap.
All right, it is 6:21 time for your first Nosy Neighbor News quickie of the morning, being brought to you by Power 98 and our New Year New Cash Contest. We're giving you a chance to win $2,000 in our national contest. All you have to do is go to our website, power98fm.com, and register for your chance to win. Now, fans, they are concerned about Nelly, baby, after this video of his performance in Australia went viral. He appears to be very happy. He was swaying his head from side to side in a sort of weird manner during the performance, and he was yelling. He was screaming. It's like one of those memes. He ain't got no song to be doing all that yelling. many fans had jokes and speculated that he was under the influence of something. One person said Nelly is on another planet, another road. Nelly was high as eggs at that festival in Australia. LMAO, every video I see of his performance gets funnier and funny. I don't know what was up with him, but something was off. I'm not going to say that he was on something, but something was off in this video.
He actually commented on somebody's post, and he put a laugh.
Somebody did a remake. There was a comedian. He's a very popular comedian. He redid the video that has gone viral, and Nelly reposted it with the laughing.
I don't think he was high, but something wasn't right.
I don't know what it was. He might have been high. I don't know. But baby, I don't know why he was doing all that yelling. Why you doing all that yelling, Nelly? Did he forget the words or something? Because he was only singing parts of the video. It was hilarious. So, I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That is your Nosy Neighbor News quickie.
It was the Elva, though.
I want to know what it is. Quick is trying to fight.
That's your Nosy Neighbor News.
You know what time it is. It's Thursday, 6:41. And yes, it's time to get these crazy news stories.
That's crazy, that's crazy, that's crazy, that's crazy, that's crazy. That's crazy.
Crazy news is being brought to you by the Cat Williams Show. He's coming to town February the 17th at the Bojangles Coliseum. Tickets on sale now. Log on to power98fm.com for more details. And we got some of them tickets coming up for you next hour at 7:24 inside your Nosy Neighbor News. Jessica, what you got crazy over there?
Hey, listen, if you are in Louisiana and you enjoy watching visiting websites like Pornhub and things of that nature, you need to know about Act 440. As of January 1st, 2023, as a government issue ID to visit pornographic websites. You know, normally if you get onto these websites, you just got to say that you are of age and like click yes to enter these websites. Now you are actually going to have to present a government issue ID that is used to verify your age. The new law applies to any website whose content is at least 33.3% pornographic material. And they see that as harmful to minors. Now, what the law doesn't specify is how the 33.3% is calculated. So it don't tell you how it's calculated, but yeah. So if you're out there in Louisiana, you're going to have to show an ID in order to get to these little whips.
Shake your fans. Watch yourself. Teach them what to work with.
That's crazy. Or you can just get on Twitter. Because it's all on Twitter. I don't even understand how they show all that stuff on Twitter, but it is definitely on there.
Elon Musk said he in control. They don't care no more.
It was like that before Elon Musk. Yeah.
No, okay. Bert, what you got?
There was a video that went viral over during this week of a woman in the airport down in Atlanta. And she was trying to open all the secure gates, all the secure doors. She wasn't trying to get on the flight. They're not sure why she was doing what she was doing, but she was acting erratically. And when she opened one gate and was headed down to the plane, but when the agents and the employees there went to go get her in the security, she started spraying them with a fire extinguisher.
I am so surprised that there wasn't more police on this woman. Like, when she got this fire extinguisher and she started walking around, I am so in the airport and actually sprayed it. She sprayed it on somebody.
She sprayed them. She sprayed the people that came and got her.
I am so surprised.
Hey, y'all talking about Nelly was high. Now, this woman was high. She thought she was a damn Ghostbuster.
That is crazy.
She thought she was a Ghostbuster just getting burpee. That's what it was.
She is a terrorist.
She got arrested.
She was spraying the thing. That was a Ghostbuster.
She facing one count of obstructing or hindering law enforcement officers, 2 counts of simple assault, and 3 counts of simple battery.
She was going to get the ghost, man. Y'all done stopped the lady from going to get the ghost.
Larry. I am surprised that that is all that that
random
lady.
Random fire extinguisher from.
They got them all tied to the airport.
No. I know. Somebody heard her break that glass to get the fire extinguisher?
All fire extinguishers aren't behind glass.
No, they're not.
As soon as I see a random white woman walking with a fire extinguisher.
In the airport?
Ghostbusters!
I am getting to safety.
Ah,
I know you can do it. I'm not afraid at this point because I see it's not a gun.
Right.
If I see you walk around with a fire extinguisher, I'm tackling you.
Somebody in the comments said, "Spirit would never."
She was over there near Delta.
Yeah, that's what it was, man. She thought she was a Ghostbuster. That's why she was acting erratic. She was looking for the ghost in the airport, and she was going out there to get him. That's why she grabbed the fire extinguisher. Whoa. Make a lot of sense to me. Bank of America, they done went crazy. That's who crazy this morning. They out here losing people money.
I checked my account yesterday. I saw that.
But listen,
I called my parents.
They out here losing people. Zell, somebody, it's a glitch. Nah, you better glitch my money back in my account. I had $40 million in my account. Today, I got $3. Not Bank of America, I need my money back. I need it back ASAP.
How you randomly lose somebody's money?
Bro, they talking about this. You know what's really happening, though? A lot of these companies are getting hacked. Believe it or not, now. A lot of these companies are getting hacked, and they won't admit it.
I believe it with Bank of America. Bank of America.
They won't admit it.
I've had my account hacked I don't know how many times.
Well, I will say this to the hackers that are out there. You all continuously hack the wrong thing.
Yeah.
Sally Mae.
Pay them people back.
Go to Sally Mae. And that is what, that's where you need to be. Please. And thank you.
Yeah, ain't nobody.
Y'all just always just, all y'all wrong, worried about the wrong thing.
Do y'all bank with Bank of America? You said you do. Jessica, do you bank?
No.
I do. Yeah, I'm telling you, I had $30 million. I got $3 in there today. Can y'all put my 29 point whatever back? Mechanics and farmers would never, Jessica. You right. Come to the Black Bank.
I'm going
to
call up there today,
Come Larry. To the Black Bank, brother. Mr. Roger Goodit is in there. Got it? Whatever his name. He's still wearing the same...
Yeah, man. That's my guy. Come on, the mechanics farmer. You right, Jessica. Mechanics and farmers. I'm moving all my money back over there. You know, one thing about black people, they're going to watch your money now. Speaking of money, I don't know if y'all heard about this, and I don't think this has anything to do with Bank of America. According to the story, it doesn't. But, however, if I was him, I would...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
See if I got an account with Bank of America. Usain Bolt. They said he had $12.8 million in account. He woke up, went to the bank, and got $12,000 in there.
No, he was scammed.
Well, they say it's scammed. But, Jessica, it came out on the same day that Bank of America had this glitch. So, I don't know.
No.
I would check it.
He was scammed.
You think?
Okay. He was scammed.
He said, I want my money back. He did say he wanted money back.
He was
quick
scammed.
Quick fast and in the hurry, or else. Or else.
That one ain't got nothing to do with you saying, whoa, you got to look at your people.
$12.8 million down to $12,000.
Before I put my money in the mattress now.
Somebody, $12.8 to $12,000. Somebody got it down.
Get into the wake up.
Get your ass up. Ain't no sleeping on the phone. Ain't no sleeping on the phone. Ain't no sleeping on the phone. Ain't nobody safe.
With No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse on Power 98. Shining from a mile. Queen City put the shine on the crown. Hey, shout out everybody out in Boston. Hold on, you know we gotta shine, big flossing. Hey, I wanna send a shout out to my people out here handling the business. Real, I'ma tell a whole city that you. My girls and my fellas, you love them, then tell them. Make sure they get the flowers while they can still smell them.
Baby, who you let shine in morning, big dog?
I got a couple people I want to let shine. First off, I want to let my dog, Jaden Thompson, out there at Central Bear shine, man. He just got an offer from Johnson C. Smith University.
J-C-S-U!
Come shout on, Jay. Shout out to Jay. My big dog, man. Shout out to my boy. We're long overdue. Long overdue.
Come on, Jay. Come on, boy. Come on, rep them colors.
Is that temperate? Is that temperate? Ah. I don't know. We gotta be safe.
Power 98, good morning. Who you trying to let shine?
Good morning. I'd like to let my niece, Ambrika McKissick, shine. Or Monty McKissick. Or Monty McKissick. And JT Mitchell. All shine.
Let them shine this morning, then. I want to let my boy Darius the Barber shine, man. Going out and do some great community work today, man. Going to cut some hair at a, what is it? It's a K-8 now. At a school this morning. So shout out to my man Darius the Barber, man. Pointing to the community and pointing to these young men out here.
Hey, Darius the Barber.
Power 98, good morning. Who you letting shine? Hello.
Okay.
All right. Power 98, good morning. Who you letting shine?
Hello?
Hey, I want to let somebody shine.
What up, Autumn? What's up? Who you want to let shine, Autumn?
Hey, I want to let every nurse at CMC shine, including myself. Because if it wasn't for us, there would be nobody in the hospitals helping these patients.
I also want to let Maya Horton shine. She's out there at Pfeiffer University. She won Rookie of the Week in the USA South Conference. Shout out to my homie, my dog, Big Maya, not the little one. And the homie Brian Allen want to let his brother shine. It's his birthday. His birthday is today. He wants to let Kabara K. London shine. I hope I said his first name right. Kabara London, letting him shine, man. Shout out to you from your brother.
Coming up inside the madhouse, you know what it is. Miss Jessica's got your nose in every news. Dropping at 7:24. We back at 7:20.
Let it shine.
I'm going to let it shine.
What the hell going on here? Hello, Nosy Neighbor. neighbors. It's Miss Jessica, the girl next door. It's time for your nosy neighbor news for Thursday, January 19th. Stephen A. Smith was recently a guest on the Sherry Shepherd Show, and many think that he threw a little bit of shade at Rihanna when asked about her upcoming performance at the Super Bowl. Here's what he had to say.
I don't want to say I'm not excited. She's fantastic. She's a lot of things. She's spectacular, actually.
Yes.
I think there's one thing she's not.
Uh-huh.
She ain't Beyonce.
Now, he added, I'm just telling you, for me, there's Beyonce, and then there's everyone else. He later took to social media to apologize for his comments, saying that he's going to be more careful with his words in the future. Check it out.
Some headline that's circulating all over the place about my quote that Rihanna ain't Beyonce. See, you know, I'm going to own it. I know what y'all trying to do, but I'm going to own it because I get paid to speak for a living, so I need to be more careful.
So if you all want to hear his full comments, go to our website, power98fm.com. Got the whole story there waiting for you. ASAP Rocky recently dropped a new track. It's called Same Problems, where he pays tribute to the artists that have recently passed away from gun violence. He opened up about the song saying, I think I was feeling remorse. I think I was also feeling a sense of guilt because every time we lose someone in our community, we all, especially me, have a habit of just saying things like, it's messed up, it's wrong, why do these things keep happening? He added, I never took time out to really understand that I was part of the problem because I was contributing those kinds of lyrics to songs without preaching too much. I just wanted to touch on something a bit different as opposed to just the same braggadocious, flamboyant, and regular rap content for me. Rocky also shared news about his new album, Don't Be Dumb. He says it's going to have some big features, including Tyler, the Creator, Miguel, and Lil Yachty. So be on the lookout for that. Several songwriters are going to be inducted into the Songwriters Hall of Fame, including Sade, Gloria Estefan, Teddy Riley, and Snoop Dogg. Snoop Dogg is the youngest inductee at the age of 51. This is the fifth consecutive year a rap or hip-hop artist has been inducted into the Hall of Fame. The ceremony is going to take place on June 15th in New York City. Happy birthday to Sean Wayans, Lil Scrappy, and Natalia Bryant. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That is your Nosy Neighbor News.
Jessica. News report.
Power
98. Lola Belair, the morning madhouse, Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B. Y'all know what it is, boy. It is that time inside the madhouse. And boy, 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 listen. Let me tell you something. Some of these Larry Mads, I'd be like, oh, okay. That's what it is. So y'all know what time it is. It's time for the hottest hashtag on Instagram. Hashtag Larry Mad.
Woke up this morning with something on his mind. Larry is mad. Now let's see why.
I'm mad. Are you mad, mad? Are we mad, mad?
Hashtag Larry Mad is being brought to you by Take Five. That's where we take all our vehicles to. We take them to Take Five. You can take your vehicles over there too to Take Five. And you mention radio, you're going to get 15% off a fast and friendly oil change. Hashtag Larry Mad. Hashtag ain't no wait, boss. Hashtag I know you freaking lying. Memphis, Tennessee. Now, this I did a little bit of research on this story. Now, the story is kind of old, but it's now making the headlines again because somebody brought it up, and now it's all over the blogs, and it's all over the headlines again. A man in Memphis got, count them up, 1, 2, 3, 10, 15, 20, 30 kids. A man in Memphis got 30 kids, is complaining about his child support. Burpee and Jessica, guess how much this man paid money in child support?
For 30 kids?
For 30 kids.
How much?
Just take a guess. Wow.
$22.
How many?
22.
Okay, Jessica, what's your guess?
30 kids. $100 a month.
$100 a month for 30 kids. God dang, John. 30 kids. Whew, carry the one. That's $3. Nah, this man paid $1.
Oh, no, I was talking about for all 30.
Oh. Nah, he paid $1.50 a month.
What? For $1. Each kid or total?
Each kid.
That's $45 a month.
But listen, $1.50, you complaining, talking about, look here, I'm going to need some help and some reprieve on this because I don't know, I don't have no money for myself and I don't know if I could be able to afford this because I work a minimum wage job. You know what? I'm going to tell you right now. Let me tell you something. If I had 30 kids, you might just go lock me up. Just go to jail. Ain't no way. 30 kids? And you complaining about $1.50? I know people out here got one kid and they paying $1,000 a month. You got 30, you paying $1.50 per kid? Man, listen. First of all, after a certain number, they shouldn't even take child support no more. Ain't no way you can pay for all them kids. They should cut it off. Like, if you're a man and you done produced over, I say 10, and you get to 15, you done made 15 kids, they should have an automatic cutoff in the United States where they put you in and they do you like an animal and they neuter you. You should be neutered after 10, 15 kids. You should be neutered with 11 different women and the man is only 33 years old. But he was, you talking about shooting the club up. That boy there got an AK, he got an AR, he got a Tech-9.
Got a bazooka.
He got everything. He shoot the club. He done shot the walls off the club, burp. These stories made me mad. And also, I also looked up the man with the most kids in the Guinness Book of World Records.
So he got 100 or something in Africa.
1,000. They said what? It is believed that a man in India, I think it was India, fathered 1,000 kids. I'm just telling you what it say, bro. Right, this is what I said on Google. Hit the hashtag and see what else I've been mad about. This man complained about $1.49 per child. I'm triggered. Hit the hashtag and see what else I've been mad about.
No limit.
Time to get burpees thoughts. Larry, it is Thursday. It is my favorite day of the week because I got my favorite saying. Larry, how I go? You say it today, Larry.
Shut your dumb ass up.
No. Shut your dumb ass up. Hey, Burpee, hit my hot key. Shut your dumb ass up.
What you want me to do with it? I don't know. You confused me.
All right, let's get straight to this. Carol Baskin. Did y'all see this story?
I did.
She's claiming, this claim was made back in 2021. She says that her husband is alive and well, and Homeland Security got him in Costa Rica.
I saw this.
That man was declared legally dead in 2002.
Legally, but they never found the body, Burp.
So you mean to tell me they found Carol Baskin's husband, but can't tell me who the hell shot Tupac and Biggie? Carol Baskin, let hit my high key on Carol Baskin.
Shut your dumb ass up.
Homeland Security ain't got, I don't like her because her teeth too yellow. I don't like her. I know she lying. You can't trust people with yellow teeth, Larry. You can't do it. They drink too much coffee because they nervous and they need to calm down. I don't like it. I don't like Carol Baskin and I don't like the fact that she called everybody kitties. She got a problem, Larry. She has a problem. She been sniffing too much of that, what's it called? What's the stuff cats be sniffing? The powder. What's it called, Jessica?
I don't know.
Kitty powder. The catnip. That's what it's called. Catnip. She been sniffing
your
too
dumb
much catnip
up
with them tigers and lions and bears. Oh, my. Hit the hot key.
Shut your dumb ass up.
Your husband is dead, child. The Mowgli and...
She ain't been locked up.
I ain't say she did it. I said her husband dead. Next on the list, Shakira. Did you see this story?
No.
Shakira... Shakira found out her husband was cheating on her.
Oh, wow.
But here's how she found out her husband was cheating on her. Because somebody ate her strawberry jam.
What?
She don't eat strawberry jam. I mean, her husband don't eat strawberry jam. Her kids don't eat strawberry jam. So when she came home from touring, she went in the refrigerator and said, "Who scooped my jam?" Is that what we're doing?
And the husband confessed. Hit my hotkey on the leg. Shut your dumb ass up. Who in the hell of it is confessing over strawberry jam? If you don't sit your stupid ass down and say, hey, baby, I wanted a peanut butter and jam sandwich. That's it. That's all you had to do, Larry. You could have had the life that you wanted, sir, but you want to get caught cheating and let the side heifer dig in her strawberry jam. Hit my hotkey on there. Shut your dumb ass up.
He might be allergic to strawberries or something. That's how she met. I don't know. I'm gonna leave
it. It was scooped.
Okay.
If he was allergic, he wouldn't have scooped it.
Right. So
don't
that's
scoop
why she
my jam.
Knew, like, you ain't do it.
Don't scoop my jam. Last but not least, Stephen A. Smith. Y'all heard Jessica talk about it earlier, man. This fool got on the Sherry Shepherd show and said, I love Rihanna. She's great, blah, 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 blah. But she ain't no Beyonce.
I don't want to say I'm not excited. She's fantastic. She's a lot of things. She's spectacular, actually.
Yes.
I think there's one thing she's not.
Uh-huh.
She ain't Beyonce.
Hit my hotkey on it.
Shut your dumb ass up.
You didn't. There was no need to even make that statement.
Right.
Why did you even say that, Stephen A. Smith? Right. Just celebrate the fact that Rihanna is doing the Super Bowl and we haven't seen her perform or do any type of music in years upon years. Celebrate her, man. I don't know what's going on, Larry. His hairline so far back is stuff that just be hitting him in the head, and he don't realize that the stuff that come out of his mouth is stupid at times. Sometimes you just got to know when to shut up, man. That's it. Get out of there.
And those were Murphy thoughts. Think about it!
It's the Nosy Neighbor News, quickie.
Y'all know.
Man, these folks got hit his
No All right, doubt. So a verdict has been reached in the Flo Rida lawsuit against the energy drink Celsius over claims that he helped make this drink popular and then never saw any money from the profits. A jury has awarded him $8 to $2 million in damages. A rep for Flo says he was due these shares, he worked for them, and he wasn't going to just let it go. So congratulations to him. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That is your Nosy Neighbor News Quickie.
I want to know what it is. Quick is trying to fight.
That's your Nosy Neighbor News.
Quickie.
hold on, Miss Jessica. You can't gloss over that. They gave that boy how many million?
$82 million.
$82 million off an endorsement deal that he had with this company, and they didn't want to pay that boy. Ooh, that's a big victory in the courthouse right there. Them men were mad enough. They was upset. They was upset they had to pay that boy that 82. 82? He ain't got to put out now another song for never. For never he ain't got to put out now not a song.
82 million?
82 million. They got the cash out. Cash me outside, please. 82 million? Whew. Hey, Flo Rida. I ain't them apple bottom jeans, boots with the fur. Whew, that's a big one right there. That's it right there, right there, right there. Put that thing right there, right there. Right there, right there, right there. No Living Larry, the boy at the Madhouse. Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. 8:30 on a Thursday inside the Madhouse. You know what happening. You know what about to happen inside the Madhouse. Then I sent these DMs. We got this situation.
I got a situation.
All right, here we go. DM right here. Dear Madhouse Nation, my daughter is 13 and she's been arguing with a group of girls for about 2 summers. The girls go to another school and it all started over a cheer battle. The girl's been threatening her since then. So I told the other school principal about the incident and he had to meet with the girls involved and they said everything was cool. Well, the girls decided to pull up to my house 7 deep, trying to fight my daughter, screaming and yelling to my come outside. I kindly went outside. I asked them to leave my property, and I said it won't be no fighting at my house today. I said if you gonna fight anybody, then you got to fight me. And guess what? One of the girls bucked. She tried to fight me. I went off. I was whooping teenage ass in the middle of the street. One of the girls ended up with a broken jaw.
Oh.
Now, her mama and her family is mad at me, saying that I shouldn't have jumped in the fight. Mm. I should have left it alone. My reply to them was, I will protect my family and my daughter with my entire life. Madhouse Nation, am I wrong for fighting these teenagers?
It's our turn.
570-WPG-1800-525-0098. Is this mama wrong for fighting these teenagers about her daughter? All I'm going to say is it's becoming more common. It's becoming more common. 570-WPG 1-800-525-0098. That's today's situation.
See what you do.
598-WPG Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. We back on today's situation. That DM, boy, they slid in it, and it says, Dear Madhouse Nation, my daughter is 13. She's been arguing with a group of girls for 2 summers. They go to another school, and it started over a cheer battle. The girl's been threatening her, so I went to the other school's principal, and I told him about what was going on. He had a meet with the girls. They said it was over. It wasn't. The girls pulled up to my house 7 deep, screaming, yelling, threatening to my bring your daughter outside. So I went outside. And I politely told these young ladies, hey, get off my property. It won't be no fighting today unless they fighting me. Well, one of them jumped. One of them tried to fight me, and I began to fight all of them. One of them ended up with a broken jaw. Her mom, now they mad at me because they mama said I shouldn't have got into the fight. I responded and said, listen, I will protect me and mine until death do us part. What's the mama wrong for fighting these teenagers? Good morning.
Hell no, she ain't wrong. First of all, I'm 13 today. Since you grown enough to buck, I'm 13 today. I'm going to slide behind mine every time. She ain't wrong. The parents that's mad at her should have been parenting, keeping their child from pulling up on this grown woman.
All right. Thank you, P-Fine.
Mm-hmm.
Power 98, good morning.
Good morning.
What's up? What you got on today's situation?
Same thing happened to my daughter back in a few years back, and I was a zip to everybody in there. I ain't playing.
You out there fighting the kids?
That's right. I tore two of them up, and they took us to court, and we beat the case because they came to my crib.
Okay. So you agree with the mama. She should be out there fighting the kids.
Yes, and the only thing that I wish is that it trickled down to all the other people in school so they know not to come to my crib.
All right. These parents out here scrapping. Good morning.
Good morning.
What's up? What you got on today's situation?
So, the mama's not really wrong, but it's just the wrong approach. She okay. should have really asked where the parents were first before whooping ass. Oh, excuse me. But before whooping those teenagers, she really should have asked where their parents was first before actually, yeah. But she wasn't really wrong.
So, you agree with the mama? She should have beat the head.
Yep.
Power 98, good morning.
Good morning.
What's up with it?
You know she wrong. The kids grown enough to buck me in my house. They grown enough to get whooped. I'm defending my property. I'm defending my family. Defending myself. It'd be one thing if she had seen the girls in the street. She might have could have let her daughter scrap them one-on-one. Mm-hmm. But if y'all pull up at my house, and
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Ask what the parents that the parents were supposed to be with their kids, making sure their kids weren't coming to my house looking crazy.
Ooh, everybody say she right. He should have been out there fighting. I'll find out what Jessica Burp got on this when we come back, and we got more of your comments. It's the plug situations.
Keeping it lit in the morning, every morning,
every morning.
Yes, sir. Doing donuts in a six. Yes, sir.
It's No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse on Power 98.
Right back to more hip hop
and more R&B.
Power 98.
Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B.
No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. We're going to jump back on the situation after this. Chris Brown under the influence, but basically a mama fought seven teenagers because they came to her house to fight her daughter. She broke one of the little girl's jaw. Was she wrong for fighting the teenagers? More of your responses up next and what Burke and Jess got on it. It's the plug. Get up, get up. This morning, man, a mother wrote in, said her daughter had some beef with some girls. She went to the principal about the beef at the other school. They said it was squashed, but it really wasn't. They pulled up to the house 7 deep, said they wanted to fight her daughter. She told them, if y'all fight anybody, it's going to be me. And one of the girls tried it, and she ended up fighting all seven and breaking one of the little girl's jaws. Now the parents of the little girl is mad at her. And she said, hey, listen, I'll protect mine with me and my entire life. Y'all think this mother was wrong for fighting these teenagers. Good morning.
Yeah, I just wanted to comment. Like, back in the day, like, when my oldest kids, when they were small, we had beef with the family or some other kids in the neighborhood. The whole family scrapped. I'm talking about babies, teenagers, uncles, grandmas. See, now the kids want to come to the house. And don't be mad at me when I hit your daughter because it's seven of y'all against one. Like, yeah, where the parents at? But you want to come over here and be grown? You gonna get hit like you grown?
Wait a minute, you said y'all all the families fought like y'all out there the gangsters in like
yeah. I remember when my daughter she was small, like she would have beef in the neighborhood. Like I raised my kids in the project, and they had to get tough. But when the families come, like, we coming too. Like, everybody fighting. The kids have problems. Everybody fighting. And then it's over with. Like, don't mess with her no more. It's over with. But, yeah, don't come to my house 7 deep. Talk about you're going to fight my daughter. Like, we're all going to be fighting.
Right.
We're all going to be fighting. And to tell that mama she needs some help, I'll help her out.
You sit your ass down.
I got PTSD. I raised three daughters.
You sit your ass down somewhere and want to fight everybody.
No, I got PTSD. I got three daughters. I understand. I understand.
You need a hug.
Give me a hug, Larry.
Bye, girl. Power 98, good morning.
Good morning. The same thing happened to me. My baby was coming home with scratches, even bite marks. So I put Vaseline on my face, put on my tennis shoes, went to the school. I ain't gonna lie, that little 2-year-old was giving it to me at first. I had to let my grandbaby help me.
How old was she? 2. Power 98, good morning.
Good morning. I'm gonna comment on the situation.
Go ahead.
I'm like Burpee saying, them kids. So at the end of the day, you pull up in my shit, I'ma slide you. Your damn chap, it don't matter. When the parents come, they get their ass slid too. Straight like that. We're not even playing this type of game.
Oh, but y'all. Okay, man, House Nation, it wasn't nobody on the other side. When nobody sensible was like, nah, she shouldn't have been out there fighting them kids. Nobody said that. Jessica, what you got? You usually got some sense.
Yeah. I get it. I understand. 7 girls showing up to my house, that's a problem. That's definitely a problem.
Definitely a problem.
I get it. I also can't see myself fighting no kids, man. Like, geez, man, they kids. But also, these kids gotta realize you can't just do anything that you want. You know? I will say this. My first course of action ain't gonna go out there to go fight no kids. My first course of action is I'm calling the police. Come and arrest every single one of them. Every single one of them for being on my property. That's gonna be the first thing that I'm gonna do. And then the second thing is, I'm going to go have a conversation with them parents. I'm going to go have a conversation with them parents. But, I mean, I get it. I understand. 7 girls showing up to my house to fight my daughter. That's a problem. So, I ain't exactly mad. But I feel like my first course of action would have been to call the police.
You feel like she could have done a little better.
The first, like I said, my first course of action would have been to call the police.
Burp, what you got?
If your parent won't whoop your ass, I will.
You going out there fighting them kids.
You ain't messing with my baby. I don't care who you are. I don't care what age you are. You ain't messing with my baby. Mm. I'm not gonna necessarily fight you, like, ball my fists up and beat you across the head. But I will put my hands on you.
But what if they put their hands, like, because he said this girl bucked at her first.
She bucked at her.
Yeah.
Yes. But she didn't necessarily...
She didn't say she hit her. She just said she bucked.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
I don't know what the buck was.
I don't know.
But the buck got a jaw broke.
You can say what you want to. We done got away from the ass whooping culture, and these kids done gone crazy.
Yeah.
You, if your parents want, everybody used to be able to whoop your ass when we was little, Larry. Everybody. Yeah. Your neighbor, if they saw you doing something wrong, some kids used to get whooped in school. If your uncle or somebody was around, they whooped you, and then you had to wait for your parents to come home from work, and they was going to whoop you because grandma told them what happened when you was at school. And now, we were those kids. Now we say yes, ma'am, no, ma'am, yes, sir, no, sir. We open doors. We do stuff like that. We're not going here. We're not running around here acting crazy. There are crazy people out here, but our generation, I think we're the last sane generation. These kids now, they have no respect for authority. They have no respect for anybody older than them. And I think that it's because we have gotten away from the whooping our kids. And some people don't agree with it. Some people don't like it. All right, cool. But these, I ain't complaining about my babies.
Let me say this. Some of these parents are hard to talk to. Some of these parents are hard to deal with. And some of these parents are scared of their children. So their children are doing whatever they want to do.
They bully.
they are. They're bullying their parents, and they're bullying in school, and they're bullying just whenever, doing whatever they feel like doing. Some of these parents also feel like, hey, my child doesn't do anything wrong.
Ooh.
You're not going to talk to me about my child.
This
is a case that we got in, but it's also a similar case that just happened in Dallas, Texas, where a group of kids went to this lady's house, tried to fight her daughter. She went out there to help. And another parent actually ran her over and killed a woman. Similar scenario, you know, with a couple of differences. But the lady went out there to help try to get her, stop her daughter from fighting and not being jumped. And one of the parents jumped in the car and ran over the other parent. So it's crazy because sometimes, like, we want to sit back and we want to be sensible and we want to say, well, you can talk to the parent, talk to the parent, talk to the parent. Sometimes these kids are a direct reflection of their parents. Mm-hmm. Their parents sometimes would show up to your house 7 deep. Their parents would go grab a gun and try to shoot you over, you know, over something crazy. Yeah. So sometimes right now I would say more than not, sometimes they not even trying to parent. They just let them do what they want to do, and they are involved in it too. They're part of it. So it's crazy. But I'm like, Jessica, my first course of action would have been, let me call 12, because the second course of action, somebody going to be on the news.
Exactly.
And it ain't going to be me.
Yeah. That's going to be you.
Hell no, I ain't.
Going to be for a different reason.
I ain't going to be on there. Because North Carolina's a stand-your-ground state. I'm on my ground. I own my land. I'm standing my ground. I'm just saying. But yeah, thank y'all, man. Thanks for tapping in. This is the first time the Madhouse Nation was, I think, at 100% on the situation. Everybody said she was right in fighting the kids.
And but a lot of these kids are out here and they'll do these things to adults. Like, they will buck on an adult because in their mind, they're like, they're an adult and they not going to do anything to me as a kid. You know, and that's very, very unfortunate. Parents have to let these kids know, listen, if you run up, you might get done up. And it doesn't matter who it is. And, you know, that's just unfortunate. And a lot of these kids out here are also selling wolf tickets. They ain't even about that life. They just out there and they just doing a bunch of hooting and hollering or whatever. They showing up to people's houses and they don't understand the repercussions of it. They showing up to the houses trying to look big and bad and ain't fitting a bus of grape in a fruit fight.
Right. So. And you know, it's tough, man. You know, and I say, I got a 15-year-old daughter and I say this all the time, but raising little girls is different. These little girls, they different.
It is different.
I will
agree with you on that. Raising daughters is different. As a man, raising daughters is different.
Yeah, my sons ain't do nothing that crazy stuff.
But I'm the best ass whooping hype man out there. When that mama start whooping on that daughter, I ain't gonna put my hands on my daughter. I won't.
You won't whoop your daughter?
But I advocate. I'm a perfect advocate for, hey,
whoop her ass,
mama. You missed the spot.
What about the ass whooping hype man? If you got a situation, man, you can DM it to us on our Instagram page, Morning Madhouse. Madhouse got two D's. Or you can quite simply just email it in, man. MorningMadhouse@gmail.com. Madhouse got two D's. Y'all crazy. It's time to play everybody's favorite game show. Are you black smart? All right, let's let's meet today's contestant on Are You Black Smart?
This is Brandon.
All right, Brandon, we're going to play Black Smart.
Hi, Brandon.
We're going to give you three questions. You? If you get two of the three questions correct, you win. You are Black Smart. Black However, if you do not, we are taking your hood black card, all right?
Black card.
All right, that's a bet.
On God, now.
You got three categories. Jessica has category number one.
I'm running it back. Drake.
What? Purple has category number two.
Black line dances.
What? I got you category number three. Name the label that artist is on.
Pick mine.
What?
So good. Pick mine.
All right, let me go with Larry.
Name the label that artist is on. Glorilla is signed to what label?
CMG.
CMG, Big Glow. All right. You want to stay in the same category? Would you like another one?
Me. Pick me.
let me go with the same category.
All right.
You son of a...
Lil Yachty is signed to what label?
QC.
But you own your... You own the day. You own it, baby.
You won. Dandy
DNA.
Son of a bitch.
Your mama, your daddy was a damn genius. Dandy DNA. Your mama, your daddy was a damn genius.
You win.
Your mama, your daddy was a damn genius.
You are Black Smart, and because you're Black Smart, we send you to go check out Cat Williams at the Bojangles Coliseum on February 17th. February 17th. Tell everybody what station hooked you up.
Power 98.
Complete your morning routine. Turn up the hip hop. We roll up slow moments when you ask how my day go. Part of a phone out of blueberry. It's No Limit Larry in the morning madhouse on Power 98.
Don't be too tight, big boogie.
Hey, shut up.
I like that part of the song.
I do like that. Papa, I like raccoon.
That boy do his own sound effects.
Every time he say it, I imagine
a raccoon head
like
popping
up in the trash can, and they hear you coming, and they pop up like, "Hey, who that is?"
How did pop up?
Like, "Hey, who that is?"
You
have
ever
seen a raccoon pop out?
Bruh, it happened to me. I went to my trash, raccoon pop out.
And what happened?
He had it, whatever he wanted in there. You got it.
He popped up.
And you got it, big dog.
What that is?
He was like, "Who are you? What you doing?"
Pop out like raccoon.
Put that in a song. Big boogie. All right, man, it's 9:30 in the city. It's time to find out what's trending.
Trending topic. Every day we trending, yeah. Press to play, we trending, yeah. 98 no limit, yeah. Everything be trending, yeah. Every day we trending, yeah. Press to play, we trending, yeah. 98 no limit, yeah. Everything be trending. You know we run the streets, that's a hashtag, yeah. New hip hop and R&B, that's a hashtag, yeah. Power 98 the plug, no we stamp that. If it's trending, then you know we on it, that's that.
Trending Topics is being brought to you by the Royal Comedy Tour. Y'all keep listening to Power 98 because you'll have a chance to win tickets to that Royal Comedy Tour. It's coming to Ovens Auditorium on April 7th. Tickets are on sale right now. Go to our website for more details.
Jessica, what you got trending?
Joe Biden is trending. I don't know if you all have seen this video of him, but he is at church and the choir is going in. They are singing one of my favorites, The Power of the Lord is Here. And as they are singing it, when they start singing, Joe just has this look as if, what is going on? What is happening? The video is hilarious. He is so excited. He is loving the moment. And this choir sounds amazing. This video has gone viral and it is hilarious. And he is now trending behind it. If you all want to check it out, I have it up on my Instagram story at Hey Miss Jessica.
I saw it. It was crazy. Talking about Joe Biden's first time in a black church.
Oh, my goodness. He said he immediately got in the car and called Obama and was like, "Why didn't you tell me?"
They got a step team.
They were going in.
Bert, what you got, bro?
Scream is trending right now. Because they're coming out with another one. Yes, they are. Scream 6 is coming out. It'll be out in theaters on March 10th. And it's new. I ain't see the last new one.
Scream 5?
Yeah. I
don't think I've seen Scream Pass 2.
For real?
Mm. I think I stopped around
2 or 3.
I've seen all of them up to 5. I haven't seen 5.
I think I've seen all of them.
I haven't seen Five.
Ain't that much screaming in the world.
That's another movie. I think Scream is along the lines of Jason and Freddy, where it was a good scary movie when it first came out.
Yeah.
So they kept making them. The sequel was even good.
Yeah, sequel was good.
But then they kept going. And it's like, okay, y'all watering it down now. It's not good.
Yeah.
It ain't good no more. But they got another one coming out. It'll be in theaters on March 10th. Secretly, I'm going to go see it because I've seen all the rest of it.
And you know what else is coming out? I saw this when I went to see Avatar. Transformers got a new Transformers coming out, too. I can't wait on that. I mean, I can't wait for that. That's going to be dope.
It is. I got a new one.
Mm-hmm. Coming out, Transformers is going to be so dope. Woo! Can't wait. One of my favorites. Also trending this morning, your boy Young Dolph is trending. He's his Dolphland museum. Torbram Museum is on tour and it just hit New York City. And they're saying a lot of folks in New York are giving it rave reviews. So it's got like Dolph's clothes, it's got some of his lyrics, and it's kind of like the, remember that Tupac Museum? Mm-hmm. Tupac Museum that was out in LA? It's kind of like that. So it's pretty dope. I think it's here in Charlotte because Charlotte supported Dolph a lot. So I would love to get that in Charlotte. Let me see how we can make that happen. That's what's trending this morning inside No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. Coming up inside the Madhouse about the roll call. But before we get to that, you know what it is. Madhouse question of the day. What was that question today, Ms. Jessica?
Today we were asking you, who is a person that was able to run like the biggest scam?
The internet lady. That internet lady said Ms. Cleo was a damn scam. And she was. Ms. Cleo, call me now. And B-White 620 said, yeah, the Fire Festival, Jessica. They agree with you. They said that was pretty damn scamming.
Yep. The majority of the people on my page said Miss Cleo.
For real?
Like, yeah, a lot of people said things like the government and things like that. But we asked for a specific person. And a specific person, majority on my page, Miss Cleo.
Call me now.
I did get a lot of Miss Cleo. Somebody said that pastor that lied about being robbed.
Oh, yeah. Mm. Yeah. Mm.
They also said the Concord court system.
I don't feel like that pastor got away with it, though.
He didn't get away with it. He still scamming.
Everybody know that he was scamming.
But he still was scamming. He might have didn't get away with it. Yeah, most of the people that scammed didn't get away with it.
Somebody just said, I still can't get over when Bojangles changed their Supremes, didn't say anything, and then acted like nothing happened. That's when I knew Jerry Richardson was a hoe.
Wow. Is that what they say?
Is that person okay?
They got it.
That was a lot. That was a lot in that post.
It was a lot. Wow. It mad at everybody. The owner and everybody. The
IRS. I got all kind of
info. Yeah, now they're a scam. I'm taking them too. Yeah, man. Y'all know what it is. I have some people to add to the scam list, but I'm going to leave it alone. Yeah, we're about to roll call. You can roll call with us at 955.
Oh, everybody going to say JT?
JT? What? She was scamming?
Let me see the girl. That's why she was in jail.
She scammed some people.
I don't think that was the biggest scam. There's a bunch of people that are doing credit cards.
Yeah, a lot of people doing credit cards.
Big Miami.
It wasn't that big. She knew number seven.
The Claremont twins
of all time.
The Claremont twins.
Oh, here it is. We're gonna end it right here.
Dead person.
The biggest scam of all time. Millie and Vanilla.
Yep. I was thinking the same thing.
Millie and Vanilla.
Now they scammed.
They sounded like two white men in the opera choir.
They scammed everybody.
And they were from, where was they from? London. They were two black dudes from London somewhere.
Who knows? Yeah, where they?
Huh?
We don't know. They were scamming. Where are they really from there? All right, coming up inside the Madhouse, we're about to roll call with me on my Instagram page at I Am No Limit Larry.
You can roll call with me at Hey Miss Jessica.
Girl, you know. That's when we found out it was scamming because the tape that they was lip singing from kept skipping. Oh, on my page.
Sound like I'm Ashley Simpson.
Wow.
She was lip singing?
On Saturday Night Live, that was a huge thing. I really don't even feel like Ashley Simpson was able to recover from that. She sort of had that Milli Vanilli thing happen to her. Her track messed up, really? And they found out that she was lip-syncing on Saturday Night Live during her performance as well.
On my page, and I'm just burping. Hmm.
That college scam, did we say that one? When the white lady scam?
That was huge.
We talked about it off air, but that was a big one.
Yeah.
Get into the wake up.
Ain't no sleeping on the zone. Ain't no sleeping on the zone. Ain't no sleeping on the zone. Ain't nobody safe.
With No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse on Power 98.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.